You're rocking with the voice of Town View. We put our spin on trending topics and school news. Thought provoking, insightful, we speak the truth. We do it for all ages, not just for the youth. Listen close, you might learn something. Or laugh so hard, you split your side of something. Live stream a podcast. Whenever you tune in, it's sure to be a blast. Let's be honest, you don't wanna miss that. Content so real, you're gonna wanna run it back. We keep you entertained while making an impact. Want foreign announcements? Well, this is not that. Sports, pop, culture, political. Whatever you like, we got you covered, bro. It's a movement more than just a show. It's KSBM Radio.
To the music. Broadcasting live from Marvin E. Robinson School of Business and Management, Dallas, Texas.
My radio station.
We are KSBM Radio, the voice of Townview.
Welcome back to KSBM Radio, the voice of Townview. I'm your host, Rosie, and these are my fellow co-hosts,
Simone,
Terrence,
and Dior.
It is a great pleasure to welcome Miss Cossey today. We are truly honored to have you join us with us today, and we can't wait to have a fantastic discussion with you today. Welcome, Ms. Cossey.
Thank you.
Is there anything you would like to share before we begin?
I'm just delighted to be here. Thank you so much. I see you guys all the time, but I have not been in here to see what you do, so I'm really excited.
Well, we're glad to have you. From my knowledge, you grew up in Oak Cliff. What are some experiences or situations that have shaped who you are today?
I'm Oak Cliff, y'all. I just put it like that. I'm Oak Cliff. Growing up in Oak Cliff back in the day, it was just a big family. And when I say that, it's because I went to school in Oak Cliff. I went to church in Oak Cliff. It was just a family. We were all everybody knew our parents. So you couldn't do anything wrong because they go tell your parents. And if they did tell your parents, then you had to go and apologize because that was just the way it was, right? So I grew up about 5 minutes from here on the corner of Corinth and Stella, which is a little further down. We were just surrounded with a lot of our friends who we went to elementary school with. I went to Roger Q. Mills Elementary School. I think it's now called Trinity Heights, I believe. But even there, the people who were teachers knew my parents because a lot of them went to college together or they went to high school. I'm a product, of educators, and they all went to Lincoln High School as high school students. And so everybody knew who I was, so I couldn't really do anything wrong. And it just shaped me because I had people there to say, look, you doing wrong. Get it right. So I really was a good kid. I was the only child, but I was a good kid.
So you attended Roosevelt High School, where you were also involved in the band. So how did being a part of that organization help your development?
It was nothing like the Roosevelt Mustang Marching Band. Oh, my gosh. So I went there as a freshman. I had an opportunity to go to business. I'm going to talk about that. That we were the first eighth grade class to move to the ninth grade in high school for ninth grade, because at that time you went up to the ninth grade in middle school. So I went to Holmes Middle School as well. So when I got to Roosevelt, it was just a whole different thing, atmosphere, because this band had been great. They were just super great. The one experience I just wanted to share was my senior year, which I graduated a year early, and so I knew I wanted to be first chair clarinet, all right? I practiced all summer long because I knew that I wanted to be first chair. So at that time, our Mr. Hill, who had been here at Townview, would always be at Roosevelt helping out, all right? So he was a little younger then. I was too, And so because of Mr. Hill, he heard me play. I had to, audition, and I got first chair. You know, this is what we used to do in the band.
Come on, first chair.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So that was one of my experiences. Another experience was, I think it was my freshman year. And so that was, I think that was in 76, 77. And we had this routine. The people that we were always up against was South Oak Cliff, right? So mm-hmm. It was Roosevelt and Sock. That was the big deal then. And so we had this performance, and I don't know if y'all heard this song. It was called Get the Funk, F-U-N-K, Out of My Face. And so we had this whole little routine, right? And so we were, you know, playing. We turned around the Sock and said, Get the Funk Out of My Face. And everybody just went wild. It was just so much fun. We just had a great time. But that was one of my other positive experiences. I mean, you know, being, it was family. Another thing, when we ate lunch, it was a band table. Nobody else could sit on the band table. You knew that if you were on that table, you were going to get, you know, fussed at or whatever. And it was just that camaraderie, and we still are together, and we still meet, and we still hang out with each other now.
That's a good thing.
So do you recall, like, any of the songs that y'all played while you were, you know, during your time?
We played, like, Africana. We played stuff like Earth, Wind, and Fire. It was some other songs. Off the top of my head, I remember Africana, Zoom. I like to fly away. You know, okay, yeah. So we had a lot of songs. And so at that time, during the fair, we would have our games. One, you know, on a Friday that the high schools were out. And so we had our show. And then after that, we went to the fair. So yeah, it was just a lot of memories. So many memories.
So
I can go on and on, but anyway, that's okay. That's okay.
Revisiting your college days, what views, values, and contributions to your current philosophies did you experience at DBU?
So I'm going to start this right here. Before I went to DBU, I was at U of H. Mm-hmm. Okay. Like I said, I finished a year early. I realized that it was probably a little bit too big for me. Or whatever, because I was having too much fun. And so I decided that I would come home and attend Dallas Baptist. And so at Dallas Baptist, because I'm a church girl, you know, we had to go to chapel every Wednesday. And so, you know, those kinds of things, it just continued to instill in me the values that I knew I grew up with, right? And then the best part about being at Dallas Baptist, yes, I did get my degree in psychology. I met my husband it was a religion class. Mm-hmm. And so we've been married for 40 years. And so that was the best thing from Dallas Baptist, even though I did get my education.
Meeting your husband was the best thing.
Yes, it sure was.
Okay, touching back that you attended Dallas Baptist, mm-hmm. What made you want to get your bachelor's of science and physiology?
In psychology
mm-hmm. For Baptist.
I think I've always had this gift of listening. Mm-hmm. Okay, listening to people. I do that all day long with you guys. The ones that come into my office, you know, I'm going to listen. I'm going to give you my opinion on things. But I am going to listen, all right? And so with my psychology degree, it gave me a lot of opportunities to share information with students. I worked for... I know this is not what you asked, but I worked for the I Have a Dream Foundation. And so with that, that also made me use all those different kinds of skills like group dynamics, just the ability to kind of listen to just not only young people, but adults as well.
A follow-up to that question is, you say you study science and psychology. I want to be a psychology major, so I was wondering, how was it like as getting your degree?
It was great because there was different experiences. I remember as I got to my upper-level classes, I was able to go back to Roosevelt and find some students that I needed to do a group session with. So I went and picked them up. They got permission from their principal and from their parents. And I took them to Dallas Baptist. And then there was a window, kind of like what's here, but you couldn't see in, but they could see you. And so my class was actually critiquing us as we did our session. And so that was just a really great experience to be able to go back to pick up some students from Roosevelt, bring them to the campus, and then, you know, do what I did.
So you mentioned you worked with the I Have a Dream Foundation. Could you tell us more about this foundation and the impact it had on you as a person?
So, yes. The I Have a Dream Foundation was a program that would provide scholarships for students if they made it all the way through. So in the meantime, what we would do is we were assigned to various campuses. And so when it started, the young people were in West Dallas. I was assigned to the West Dallas campus. I was at two of the elementary schools. I don't even think they're there anymore, Amelia Earhart and Carver Elementary. And so through that, I was able to kind of, you know, guide these young people. What's the good thing is I'm still in contact with a lot of them. I've seen some of their children here at Townview. I talked to them. Some of them are just doing really, really good. And right now, we are just really good. We're good friends now. It's not like I'm their mentor anymore, but I am. But we still talk to one another. And so they have done really well, most of the ones that I still talk to. And it was just a great experience of being able to hang out with them in their neighborhoods. And that's one thing that I would do. I would go and I would chill with them. You know, they were younger then, you know, whatever. But, yeah, we just developed these wonderful relationships. And some of them did go on to college, and some of them, you know, went on to the military. But all in all, I think most of them that I've talked to, now, we did have some sad situations, right? But most of them that I talked to have done really, really well. And I think that I had something to do with that. They say I did, but, you know, yeah.
Now that you're here at Townview, could you describe your role as community liaison?
So, yes, I'm the community liaison. And I work with just all of the campuses here at Townview, all six campuses, okay? And so I provide services, parent trainings, talking to young people, talking to the community as a whole, talking to DISD as a whole. If I'm not here, I'm at a meeting, could be with family engagement, just various entities. It's really been very, very rewarding. I did not start here as community liaison, all right? I started here as the Townview-wide, I was called the office manager or whatever. And so we had, at that time, we had an executive principal, okay? And so I was able to just kind of know everybody in the building. I knew everybody in this building. And I hate that I don't know everybody now, but, you know, it's always, people are friendly, and I always get to smile at people. And that's the one thing I always love to do, make sure people smile, because that's important, right? Because a lot of times you just never know, you know, what people have gone through, whether it's adults, whether it's young people, you know, just to get here in the mornings. And so, yes, I was one of those parents that, you know, get up, I'm on, I gotta go. And I understand, you know, because, you know, no one likes to be fussed at in the morning. But, yeah, you know, when it's time to go to work, I had to go to work. So I was trying to tell my kids, let's go. But anyway, but you never know how, especially young people, how they come to school. And so we want to be cognizant of that always.
What is one quote that you live by as a community liaison?
So this is what I always say. There's a song. And it says, if I can help somebody as I pass along, then my living is not in vain. And that is something that I have always pretty much gone by. I'm here to help. At the end of the day, I'm here to help. I don't care who you are. I don't care where you came from. I don't care, you know. I just want to make sure that young people know that they can succeed, that they can do some marvelous things, and we just want to always encourage. And I was always told, if you are in this business for something other than not taking care of the children, you're in the wrong business.
Could you elaborate a little bit on, could you please tell us the story of you having a great impact on a student or, like, a teacher?
So one of the young people, I think she graduated last year, and I'm not calling any names or situations or anything, but sometimes kids need you in their darkest hour, okay? If anybody comes to me in any kind of way, I'm going to try to find a solution, okay? So I'm not going to say what the solution was, but we walked together through some things. Mm-hmm. And so I think the child is better now. And so that's all I'm going to say on that. Okay.
So we know that you have had some amazing moments working with Townview, the students and the staff here. So which aspects of your work as a community liaison do you find the most enjoyable and fulfilling?
I love organizing. So from the college fair to guests coming into the building from all over the world, because we've had people from different countries. I love meeting them and talking to them about their lives. I love when we have the conferences that come and I get to organize those. It's just the whole vast majority of just anything where I'm talking with people and just showing off Townview. Because one thing I like to do is show you all off. I talk about you all the time. So they're like, oh, here she comes with Townview. But I love the kids. I love the vibe. I love the dancing on Fridays, you know, because I'll be out there, you know, doing my dance and everything. But I think you all are some amazing young people. I've had the opportunity to meet some wonderful young people throughout the years that are doing some amazing things. And so I can't say enough about you guys and how special you are and dear to my heart.
What influenced your decision to become a part of Townview, and do you see yourself staying long term?
So I started in the magnet school office with DISD when I first started. The opportunity arose for me to apply to Townview, all right? I wanted to say something about even Townview. Townview was built on a property that housed a lot of our church members' homes. So back during the day, I was able to see those homes come down and Townview being built. Hmm. I also, prior to I Have a Dream, worked for the architect that was instrumental in designing Townview. Hmm. And so I've been rocking with Townview since the beginning. You know, and so not even, and I have pictures if y'all ever want to see construction.
Oh,
pictures.
Definitely.
I have blueprints.
Definitely.
And I have all of that.
Oh, my God.
But yes, it's amazing, though, just to see the vision that Dr. Ewell had for this school. And I was always told, and I'm assuming that I was told correctly, that she looked out towards town and said Townview. So when you look out over, you know, the library and you mm-hmm. see that beautiful, gorgeous view, or you on the parking lot and you see that beautiful, gorgeous view, can't mm-hmm. you just see mm-hmm. why someone would call it Townview?
Yep, I see her vision.
Yes. And so awesome. I think it's just been awesome, guys.
That actually eliminates, like, the myth that has been going around. Or, because I know from my freshman year, the people were saying that Townview used to be a bank. And I'm like,
no,
okay, like, cool. But now you just told us that it was actually built ground up.
Right.
So that, you know.
They had a bank.
Okay. Right. Okay. That's probably why people were saying that then.
ATM.
And a what?
ATM.
Really?
They did.
Wow. Okay. So in what way has having a degree in psychology aided you in your current position as a community liaison?
I believe it has helped me to be able to listen better.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone needs someone to listen to. And so we need to make sure that, you know, like I said earlier, you never know how people come from home here. So you never know who's in distress. So we need to be able to listen and understand those cues that they might be signaling out. So It has helped me to listen.
Right.
And no judgment.
No judgment,
no
right.
Judgment. No judgment. Never worry now. No judgment.
So do you think that made you grow as a person?
Oh, definitely. Definitely so. Because my experience, I didn't go through a lot of things. I had a really normal little kid life. I didn't have to grow up fast.
Mm-hmm.
But my situation is different from other people. So you have to be able to listen.
Right.
And key in on some things that might be bothering, whether it's young people or adults.
Right. Right. Do you think being a community liaison has kept your mind just open-minded about a lot?
A whole lot. A whole lot. You know, sometimes I have parents going through various fires. You know, we've had that situation of, you know, kids having to go through some struggles. And so it has given me an opportunity to just pour into young people, not only young people, but also into the adults.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we noticed that you were a member of the sorority Delta Sigma Theta. So what ways has your involvement improved and shaped the way you engage with the community?
There again, we have the opportunity to do some major, major community efforts. I'm a part of the Dallas Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta,
mm-hmm.
and we are 100 years old,
mm-hmm.
And so from my chapter. Okay, mm-hmm. And so we just have the ability to just still work in the community. Where there's a need, that's where we are. If someone needs something, that's where we are. And so maybe a few years ago, the sorority, my chapter, actually gave to Townview. And so they were able to pour into some students as well. And so we're just out there doing the work, you know, because it's a lot of people who are in need, and I know not only Delta Sigma Theta, but that's my heart, but there are other sororities and fraternities that are out there doing the work. And so that's what we need, people to do the work, even with you guys, because there are teenage programs, and we just need people to do the work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because there's so many people hurting. There's so much going on nowadays. You
right.
know, I get scared for some of you all being out at nighttime because I don't like to be out at nighttime. And I tell kids, you know, a lot of times it's not that your parents are trying to keep up with you, but they are. But it's a lot of mean people out there. So
yeah.
we just have
yeah,
to
definitely.
Be cognizant of what's going on mm-hmm. around us.
Do you think there's a particular program that you can remember that you've done in your sorority that has helped currently?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've worked with the young people. You know, I'm always working with young people, guys. So I've worked with the teen groups. I've worked, right now I'm just working with the directory committee. And so I've worked with just different kinds of committees that would just help our young people. I've worked with financial literacy. And that was a cool little thing. Y'all, it was really cute. But anyway, so yeah, just kind of helping people understand their finances. I've done that. I'm not a finance person at all, so it helped me. But yeah, just different committees to help.
Okay. I heard that you are the youth director at your church.
Yes, I am.
And
at the Golden Gate Missionary Baptist Church.
Okay.
Which is directly behind Townview. When I say I'm Oak Cliff, I'm Oak Cliff, y'all. Okay.
And she mean it, too.
I mean it, too.
What are some strong relationships or friendships that you have built through there?
So, I have some very, very special friends from my church that we've been together since we were very, very young. And what that entails is we've all had children. Mm-hmm. And now they have become friends, and they're called the five. All right. And so, but my friends, I love my friends from church. We've rocked it. We're there for each other. My parents have passed. Some of their parents have passed, and we've always been a support system for one another. And that's from when we were, like, little. And so, but I value those friendships because everyone needs a friend. Everyone needs someone they can talk to. Mm-hmm. And being at Golden Gate, I have many friends. I have a lot of friends. I really do. I have my Golden Gate friends. Right, but I also have my first grade friends that we still rock it and everything. Mm-hmm. But yeah, my church is really true and just dear to me. And we just, you know, I'm in the choir. You know, we do. Oh, the youth ministry. We just had a wonderful lock-in for New Year's. We do all kinds of things just to outreach as well. Where we help to provide the clothing and food and for family in need. So, yes.
Touching back on that, what are some memorable moments you've made from being in the church?
So I joined church when I was 5 years old. And during that time, in order to sing in the choir or usher, you had to join church and be a member. So basically, you know, 5 years old, you really don't understand the concept, but then you grow into that, all right? And so that's what I try to tell people. If we can bring them in, we can build them up, okay, because that's important to me.
Yes, I need
the kids to come so that we'll have an opportunity to pour into you and build you up and help you to be who you need to be.
What is one lesson or, like, principle that the church has poured into you that you live by or just something that you keep in mind every day?
Guard your heart above all else. Guard your heart because if you allow people to get to you, right, they'll break your heart sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But guard your heart.
Is there some advice you would give, like, some of the KSBM viewers that are watching out there that need a little bit of guidance? What is some advice you would give to them?
So, if it's time for you kids, come see me in 237 because we were rolled together. You know what I'm saying? We were rolled together. But just be true to who you are. People don't want to see you as fake. They want you to be true and real to who you are. Don't try to be better than anyone else. You know what I'm saying? We all want to succeed and grow, but don't think you're better than anybody else because we're all in this game together. We are here to help one another, all right? And so I just want young people to know that you can do all things, anything you want to do, all right, if you put your mind to it, all right? But just be real.
So, looking to the future, how do you see the future of education, specifically concerning community involvement and collaboration? Like, how do you see it evolving?
You know, with AI out there, I want to see it because that AI is something else.
It definitely
and you know
is.
What? It was some years ago. A few years ago, we watched this video upstairs in the library, and that's when I learned about Sophia. It's an artificial intelligence robot that lives, I think it's like Australia. Y'all need to look at that. Yeah.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
Do you know? Okay.
It's like a like an AI robot that kind of looks like a human.
Yes. Yeah. And so the sky's the limit. Mm-hmm. Out of the brain power that's going on, because I look at you guys, I'm like, oh my God, I'm still trying to get past. Now, what am I supposed to do with this dot right here or whatever? Anyway, I need some help too now, babe. So, yeah, it's just you all are amazing. So you're at a point in your lives where it's so much energy of technology, of knowledge. Take in all of that because y'all finna rock this world. Y'all are doing it.
Do you think there's a social media, like, in particular, that would engaged community, or is the most popular right now?
Well, I think anything where you can get the information out, whether it's Facebook, because, you know, y'all say old people use Facebook, right? But that's really a great opportunity to get it out, because you can make your own videos and you can talk to the people, or you can, you know, talk to parents or whatever. Instagram is great. I use Instagram all the time for here and for church. And so that's a great opportunity. Mm-hmm. So I just think whatever we can use to get the word out about the good stuff that's going on, not only here at Townview, but just around the world. Good stuff, not the fighting stuff that I
right.
see.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right, which is a mess. But yes.
So what goals do you still have that you haven't reached yet regarding education or community service?
Okay. I started my master's years and years ago, but because of having children and stuff, I just put it on the back burner. So I still maybe will do that. Not really sure. Don't know in what. I thought about Christian education. I thought about a whole bunch of stuff. But, you know, I don't know. Because, you know, I just want to live life. I want to have some fun.
Yeah.
I want to travel.
Definitely.
Yes.
Yes, that's me too.
Yeah.
So if you was to go back mm-hmm. and, like, continue your master's degree, mm-hmm. what would you get your master's degree in?
It would probably be in something with Christian education.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Could you, like, elaborate on what that is?
So it's like Christian counseling, just so that those who are kind of in between trying to figure out what they need to do with their lives,
mm-hmm.
I want to be able to have an impact. From that side, because it's just important in the faith of being able to share information with young people mm-hmm. and with adults as well.
Right. Some challenges that you have seen the six schools overcome, and how do you think it has shaped them?
I think as a whole, the six schools have come together quite nicely from when I started. They've always been great. But as you move forward, you know there are different things that make them even better. And so, they've always had pretty much the camaraderie and being able to work together. I just see an even greater effort with that. I love the magnet program because what it does, it brings all students from all areas here. So I can learn about this culture, and I can learn about this culture, and I can learn about this culture. And it's just a beautiful thing to see that the young people striving for greatness.
What are some of the most exciting projects or initiatives you are working on right now, and how do they improve our education in our community?
So right now, we are working on the FELT team, so Family Engagement Leadership Team. We're working on the spring family night. So we had that last year, and it turned out to be a really great thing. And so we're trying to make it even better for this year. One thing that I really love, which, you know, is every fall, is college fair.
Mm-hmm.
And so I love college fair because it helps me to bring my volunteers in, which was started with one of the teachers here at Townview years ago, and she was a part of Alpha Kappa Alpha. So we came together, and we've been doing college fair together with Kappa Alpha Psi for a number of years now, since around 08 or so.
Mm-hmm.
And so every year we work together and we put on that great college fair, and this past year was just wonderful. I don't know what happened, but we had the Ohio State University here.
Oh, my.
Yes. And I was just, not along with the other schools, you know, Purdue. No. Purdue was here. You know, my kids, two of my girls graduated from Howard. They were here. We had Xavier. I don't want to start naming schools. All of our colleges that we invite are wonderful. I've developed some wonderful relationships with a lot of them, and so we are even looking forward to even great things for next school year.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Well, if you could create an event like a community event or an outreach program, how would you do it with no limit, money wise, anything?
Oh, wow. A block party. Block party with bands, with music, with art, with
food.
Yeah, definitely food. All of that. And I can just see that. I can just see that. Just shutting down A Street.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Shutting it down and just bringing all those entities together.
That sounds fun.
That do sound fun. Would you invite a celebrity?
Oh, who would I invite? If I had to invite a celebrity, I don't know. If the sky was the limit,
yes.
Who y'all like? I would get who you all like.
Beyonce, Taraji P. Henson.
Taraji, for sure.
Okay, yes. Okay. Who else? Come on. Y'all asking me. I'm asking y'all now. Who could have something like that?
It's so much variety, though. It's kind of hard to choose. Because if I could invite anybody, I would invite all my favorite people.
So who are your favorite people?
Beyonce, my favorite singer, Giveon. I might invite him. Definitely Taraji P. Henson, because she has had like a huge impact on you know, the black community. If he was still alive, Chadwick Boseman, just a lot of people. I don't know, like, I can't choose a lot of people.
We never know what we can do, right?
Me personally, I would see like a little hip hop or like J. Cole.
J. Cole.
All right, Jermaine.
Who else? Who else could y'all think of?
I don't know. Like, I'd say like a musician, because you said like you'd want like music there. So I'd say like musicians or something. Like, I don't know. Like a. Who's a good party musician? I don't know.
Usher. Yes.
Did y'all see him on the show?
Yes, we did.
He'd come from the...
Did he do his thing?
I liked it.
I liked it.
I loved it.
Oh, I thought it was good.
There are, you know, some people who would disagree.
But
we can agree to disagree. It's fine. It's fine.
Right. So, yeah. Are there some hobbies or activities that you participate in outside of work?
So, growing up, and I still do a little bit of this, I used to compete in swimming when I was younger. I still, you know, do that. So I like that. I love TV. I really love TV. anybody that knows me know I like TV. And so I think just growing up, like I said, as an only child, TV was my friend.
Yeah.
You know, I had other things I was doing as well, but I really like to watch TV. I mean, that's just something I like to do.
What was one of your favorite TV shows growing up?
Oh, my gosh. I've had so many. And so, you know, I love Price is Right. I still watch Price is Right. But anyway, Leave It to Beaver. I love Andy Griffith. I like the old stuff. I still watch that old stuff or whatever. I just like TV. Movies.
Yes.
You know.
Definitely.
And everything. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just all kinds of things.
If you could create your own movie, who would star as you?
Oh, wow. I guess I would. Who better to star as me is me.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. I can act.
Can you?
Oh, sure.
Oh, I'm going to have to stop by and see some of this then.
Yes. I can perform.
Really?
Okay. Do you think you would have taken theater in school?
No, because I was music. I was just totally music. Music. I took piano lessons for years. Made my kids take them. I didn't make them. They said they wanted to take piano lessons.
Right.
So they did. So I have two music majors. And everything. So, yes.
Do you think that formed you into the person you are now? Like, you being so passionate about music as from a very young age, do you think that built your character now?
Oh, I think so. Especially singing with the church choir, because we were very structured. Very structured. So structured that... when I was growing up, you could not wear jewelry in the choir stand. Not mm-hmm. not that you couldn't wear it in the audience. You couldn't wear it in the choir stand. Mm-hmm. And our robes, you couldn't come off the street with your robe. You had to make sure you were in the church with your putting on your robe. So there was a lot of different little things that we were taught that I still think is really great to hold on to some of those ideals. Mm-hmm. But choir really, really did provide structure. Mm-hmm. A lot of structure going to choir, because I have to go to choir rehearsal tonight. So, just being able to, listen to someone and follow directions, it helps even with school.
Are you an alto, soprano? What are you?
I'm an alto.
An alto?
Oh, my God.
Yes, well, that's going to be it for today. Thank you for tuning in to KSBM Radio, the voice of Townview. We've had an incredible discussion with Ms. Cossie, a dedicated advocate for bettering educational opportunities in the Dallas Independent School District. Her constant efforts to minimize the gap between schools and the community are truly inspiring. We extend our heartfelt gratitude to Ms. Cossie for sharing her insights with us.
As we wrap up today's show, we want to express gratitude to our listeners for joining us today. Remember that your journey as a student should always succeed and always be a team effort. Remember, your support is priceless, and stay tuned for more lively conversations.
Please be sure to follow us on all social media platforms below. And until next time, keep shining bright.
Thank you for listening to KSBM Radio, the voice of Townview.
My radio station.
We hope you enjoyed the great content and great discussion, all from a student's perspective. Make sure to follow us on Twitter for the latest updates at KSBM_TVT or on Facebook at KSBM Radio.
Add them on Facebook.
Check them on Facebook.
Take care.